Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
The sexually liberated woman gets her orgasms from Shock Rubs, the original crystal sex toy company that makes beautiful, handcrafted pleasure tools from pure crystal. Crystals are a natural, earth-made material that awaken higher levels of consciousness, help you work through emotional imbalances, and heal deep core wounding. Take all of that, put it in a sex toy, and you've got yourself a mighty orgasmic tool. I recently got an amethyst shock rub as a gift, and I've been loving playing with the intense and incredibly healing vibes that this crystal gives me. Shock rubs not only gets me off, but helps me create an intentional self-pleasure practice that urges me to feel deeply and reconnects me to my inner wisdom. And my orgasms are incredible. So if you want to bring sacredness and new levels of sensuality to your erotic life, head to chakrubs.com and use my code LIBERATION to get 10% off your purchase. That's CHAKRUBS, promo code LIBERATION for 10% off your next purchase. Tell them Evian sent you, and may your orgasms be plentiful. Hey everyone, I'm Evian Whitney, and this is The Sexually Liberated Woman. If you're a new listener, this is your first time here, welcome. If you're subscribed and have been tuning into each episode, welcome back. I am so happy you're here. I'm in kind of a weird headspace this week, and I'm having a hard time putting to words what's up with me. And I think it has something to do with, well, actually, I know it has something to do with my recent trip to New York, where I spent about a week speaking and teaching a workshop. I think that's what it is. I think I'm still coming down from those vibes, and I'm still processing all of the shifts that took place within me while I was on this trip. Oh, actually, before I get into all of that, let me first do my shout outs, getting a little ahead of myself here. So this segment, which has yet to have an official name, is a new tradition I'm making to highlight and give thanks to all of the babes who are new supporters of The Sexually Liberated Woman via my Patreon. These incredible people are giving this podcast literal life with their precious coins, and I shout them out to show gratitude for their support. I actually got a lot of Patreon love since the last episode, and I'm really excited to read off this long list of names. So here we go. Okay. Shout out to Aria M, Taylor O, Lane B, Alyssa R.A., Monica, and the Pleasure Mechanics for becoming patrons of The Sexually Liberated Woman. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys are amazing, and I so, so appreciate you. And if you want to support The Sexually Liberated Woman, go to patreon.com/SLW podcast and become my patron. As a patron, you're helping all of the cost of operating this podcast, the hosting fees, the transcription services, paying my amazing editor, etc. You're helping all of that be completely covered. And you're also joining a community of incredible people who are all about sexual liberation and sex positivity. And the more support I have, the more likely it is that I won't have another annoying year-long hiatus. So if you love the show, become a patron. I'd love to have you. Again, you can do that by going to patreon.com/SLW podcast. Or if you'd rather make a one-time donation at an amount you choose, maybe $50, $20, $10, whatever, you can go to paypal.me/sexloveliberation. And of course, I'll put all the links to this in the show notes. Thank you so much. I literally, literally couldn't do this without you. Okay, so back to this New York trip, which was, oh my gosh, it was everything. This was my first time ever in New York, my first time ever on the East Coast, my first official solo trip, so a lot of firsts. I've been wanting to go to the city for a long, long time. It's been calling my spirit for years, and I am thrilled that I finally made it out there. Actually, I'll be honest, I am really fucking proud of myself. One intention that I set right before I was about to go on this trip was that this trip was going to prove all of my innermost fears and anxieties wrong. And it absolutely 100% did. I had, and honestly still have, so many limiting beliefs that have kept me from living the kind of life I am worthy of living. These limiting, fear-based, anxiety-drenched beliefs have kept me from traveling to places like New York. They've kept me from owning my power and wisdom as a healer. They've kept me from taking risks that transform old stories I have about myself. And they've kept me from really believing in myself as a leader and a general boss-ass bitch. And so many of those limiting beliefs got challenged and dismantled through this trip. There were these moments when I was walking the streets of Crown Heights to buy groceries, or when I was riding the subway to get into Manhattan, or when I was eating a meal on a rainy, hella humid day in Bed-Stuy, where I would be totally present and awake to where I was and what I was doing. And I would be like, yo, I'm here right now. I'm in New York. And I would just sit in this awe of myself for a minute and celebrate the fact that I was there and that I conquered massive fears in order to be there. I had so many moments like that, so many moments. And I felt that even more so when I was teaching my sold-out sensual selfie workshop, Sexting Myself, There were so many moments when, as I was listening to my students' stories or witnessing and celebrating their sexual radiance through their sexual selfies, I would be reminded of not just where I was, but what I was doing. Like, I am helping this incredible group of women and femmes heal their sexual trauma and rewrite new sexual narratives. My work right now in this moment is deeply touching and transforming their lives. Oh man, I just like, yeah, those moments of total consciousness, of total awareness in who I am and the work that I do while I was in New York, those moments were such gifts. And it made me think about the ways I need to lean into the truth of my greatness and talents and really believe that I am who I say I am. I am who you guys think I am more, rather than shying away from that or letting fear tell me otherwise. Anyway, I could honestly go on about this for the next hour, but I do want to say before I switch gears, if you'd like to stay up to date about my work and maybe the next time I'm traveling to a city near you, my newsletter is the best place to be. You can sign up at sexloveliberation.com/newsletter, or you can click the link that is in the description of this podcast. I will definitely be traveling more in the super near future, and I would really love to see you and share space with you in person. So one of the topics I talk about a lot in my work and with my clients specifically is sensuality. That is being totally connected to your body and its senses and how that relates to and is an important part of sexuality. Because my belief is that we cannot fully be in a place of total sexual expression if we're disconnected from the sensual. We cannot be sexually liberated if we don't have a mindful relationship with our bodies. The energy of both sexuality and sensuality feed off of each other. There literally cannot be one without the other. And I've been thinking a lot about sensuality lately as I come off the heels of this trip and ground back into my home and body after the physical and energetic upheaval of traveling. Because while there were moments of ease during my trip, I definitely made sure to eat lots of pizza and take rests and walks, and I snuggled a lot of dogs on my trip. Much of it was spent going. I mean, New York itself is a high energy, high intensity kind of city, and it's been really interesting for me to try to transition and ground back into a normal, slower paced life here in Portland, Oregon. So since that's where my mind is at today, I thought it would be nice to share with you one of the lessons I give my students and also myself about sensuality and specifically the art of going slowly. This is from my course, 30 Days of Sensuality, which is a course that is kind of like a 30-day devotional to get you to reconnect to your sensual body and senses with audio meditations, journal prompts, and lessons to get you to embody sensuality daily. Like, I want for you through this course to make sensuality a habit. It's one of my favorite things to facilitate, and this lesson I'm sharing with you today comes from day 15 and features a mini lesson and an assignment for you to embody today to get you more mindful about and more mindful in your senses by, to put it frankly, slowing the fuck down. And this is actually pretty timely because I just remembered that Mercury is retrograde, and Mercury retrograde is about slowing the fuck down. It's about taking your time. It's about changing your pace and being mindful about the way that you move through this world. I come back to this lesson a lot when I feel myself starting to get too much in my head and not enough in my own body, which honestly happens regularly. That's actually one of the biggest complaints I hear the most in my work. People are tired of being trapped in their head so much during sex and want to learn how to inhabit their body more. And in my experience, I found that embodying and making a practice of sensuality is the cure for that. So I hope you enjoy this mini lesson and that you find a few slow moments of your own to be fully in your body today. I will be trying to do the same. Day 15. Have you ever caught yourself rushing around like a tornado without a reason for it? Perhaps you're driving from work and you're speeding through intersections to get home. Or maybe you're washing the dishes after dinner, clinking pots and almost breaking plates just to hurry up and finish. And there's no real reason for it, but you find yourself doing it anyway. Rushing and speeding around through life is an intrinsic part of our culture. We're always in such a hurry to get there, to finish, to arrive at destination B so that we can hurry up and get to destination C. Is it any wonder why many of us feel disconnected from our bodies, from our experiences, from our senses? In rushing around, we forget we even have a body. But it doesn't have to be this way. If we're here to fully inhabit our sensual bodies, we need to, and pardon my language, slow the fuck down. Sensuality cannot thrive in a hurried, full speed ahead, go, go, go state. So today, I want you to go slowly. Walk at a slower pace than you usually do today. Eat and savor your meals with intentional slowness, similar to the sensual assignment we did on day 6. Pause before you speak and deliberately choose your words, enunciating them fully. Even listen to slower paced music as a way to cradle you in this slow energy today. Basically, I want you to be mindful about the speed at which you're moving through the world and then slow that speed down a little bit. One of the easiest ways to be reminded of going slowly throughout the day is to bring mindfulness to your breath. Remember how we started these 30 days of sensuality with mindful breathing? Your breath is a powerful reminder of slowing down because it can act as a metronome, one that tunes you in and times you beautifully to the present. You can very easily slow down a moment by tuning in and focusing on your breath. It's kind of magical. So whenever you feel yourself getting carried away into hurriedness today, pause, take in a breath, and let it out slowly. This one simple act will ground you back into your body, slow your heart rate, and bring you back to the present moment, making it much easier for you to go back to slowness. Also, I want you to check your self-talk today. If you find yourself waiting in a line today or even stuck in traffic, maybe your inner impulse would have been to think, gosh, I wish they would hurry up, or to feel a slight panic that you are forced to stand still for a few moments. But for today, I want you to allow yourself to surrender to any moment of stillness that you cannot readily get out of, be it an elevator that is taking its sweet, precious time to get to your floor, or the light on the highway that seems like it'll never turn green. If it's helpful, you might want to put a reminder someplace where you'll see it today, like a wallpaper on your phone or a post-it note on your mirror that says something like, "Take your time. There's no hurry. Savor this moment." Or simply, go slowly. I should say here that going slowly today doesn't always translate to cool, calm, and collected living. Things will still be hectic, and the world around you won't cease their hurrying just because you're altering your own pace. I also don't expect for you to live this entire day in complete slowness. There will be moments today where hurrying might be necessary, like you're running to catch the bus or a deadline on a project is closing in on you. The trick for you then will be to try to find slowness and stillness even in those fast-paced moments. Is it even possible? I think so. Enjoy going slow today and I'll see you tomorrow. Going deeper. 1. How do I feel in my body when I'm rushing around? What am I like when I'm hurrying? 2. When I consciously choose to go at a slower pace, what shifts do I see in the world around me, in my own energy? 3. In what other areas could I infuse this kind of slow-paced living? Slow creating? Slow sex, perhaps? If you would like to continue this journey of sensual exploration and embodiment, go to sexloveliberation.com/sensuality and sign up for my course, 30 Days of Sensuality. I would love to have you, and I would love to facilitate your sensual awakening. The Sexually Liberated Woman is produced, edited, and designed by me, Evian Whitney, with editing help by Justine McClellan. If you love this podcast, I'd love it if you left me a review on Apple Podcasts. And if you'd like to support this podcast, with just $5 a month, you can help the Sexually Liberated Woman thrive and continue instigating sexual empowerment. Just go to patreon.com/SLW podcast to donate and become a patron. As for me, you can find me on my blog, sexloveliberation.com, and on Instagram at evian.whitney. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.